to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
So last year, last season, Michael Meek, the coach, University of Portland, made the NCAA tournament, second straight year. And I looked at the roster because I thought, okay, what kind of turnover will they have? He has 11 players back from last year's team. Think about that. As a mid-major school in the transfer portal era, you have 11 players come back. University of Portland women's basketball team is 11-0. One of three teams that are 11-0 in the country. They are the only team to win every game by double digits this season. Best start in program history. Defensively, they are relentless. They're leading the nation in steals and turnovers forced. They've done a nice job. At the center of that is Mazie Burnham. She's joining us now. She's from the state of Washington, Liberty High School, and two-time WCC Player of the Week already this season, and really an instrumental part of an undefeated team. 11 players back, 11-0. That's not coincidental, Mazie, is it?
No, it's not. I think I'm, you know, very grateful to be a program like this. I mean, I think that just shows how special of a place it is here at Portland. I think we have a great coaching staff. Mike and his coaching staff recruit great girls. And year in, year out, you don't see a lot of movement from us. And I think that's what makes this program really special, is we all love being here. We're all bought in, and we all really love each other. So
I'm going to talk basketball in a moment, but you guys got a chance this summer as a team to go to Croatia and Greece. I've been to Greece. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But give us the TripAdvisor review on Croatia and Greece.
Oh my gosh. Like you said, amazing. I mean, just what a once in a lifetime opportunity. Croatia made the biggest impact on me. I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. I hadn't done much research or looked into it very much, but holy beautiful scenery. We went to Dubrovnik and Split. Split was very, so much history. That was beautiful, so fun. And then Dubrovnik was my favorite. So beautiful. The city looks over the water. It's like castle vibes. Oh, it's like very magical. And then, of course, Greece is beautiful as well. Lots of history there. You know, the beaches were beautiful. So, yeah, definitely no complaints and very thankful for that opportunity.
Yeah, you go to an antique store in like Oregon or Washington and you think something's old. Then you go to Athens. Yeah. And you look up
exactly.
And you're like, okay. Like, yeah, I didn't know. Look, it's been a great start for you guys, and 11-0, you're winning kind of easy. How do you stay locked in when those wins are starting to line up the way they are?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think we are all pretty dialed in as a team and on the same page that even after some of our good wins, we're taking things away from it that we still need to improve on and then get better at. And we see this journey as like, we haven't peaked. We want to peak in March. So it's just how do we get better every game to like play the best basketball that we are in March? And I think when we have that mindset that it's really easy, we're taking it a game at a time and no one's getting too full of themselves, which I think is really good. The coaching staff does a really good job of keeping us humble, keeping our head in the right place. And, you know, we're just going out there playing for each other. And I think that's what keeps our heads in the right place.
You guys, you know, obviously, the goal is to get to the NCAA tournament, win as many games as you can, and get there. But last year, you got a little taste of that. What were your thoughts last year on getting to the tournament and what you learned there? And does that focus at all or frame the season as it starts to approach?
Yeah, I mean, every opportunity that you have to go to the tournament is just an incredible blessing. And we've been lucky enough for the past 2 years to have a taste of that. And I think going into every season since then, our goal is not to just make it to the NCAA tournament. Our goal is now to like make a run, you know, win a game, win two maybe, you know. So I think that keeps us motivated that it's not just the goal to get to the NCAA tournament anymore. Like, now we want to, you know, do something different, make a new mark. So, but again, it is really, really hard to get there. So any time that any team can get there is such an incredible opportunity.
I want to go back to 1879. There was a small town in Spokane County, Washington, called Spangle. It was started by William Spangle, whose kids planted a tree. The tree was nicknamed Branchy, and I'm told that that tree stands tall in the center of town in Spangle. But you are from Spangle, Washington. Is Branchy still there?
That is a great question, and don't hate me, but I've never even heard that story before. I did not even know the history of that.
There you go.
I'm sure it is, but there's lots of trees in Spangle, but yeah, I'll have to check back on that one.
give us kind of the population density. Like, how do you explain to people when you say I'm from Spangle, like farmland around it? Like, how do you describe it to your teammates?
Yeah. I kind of say it's in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of wheat fields. You can drive through the town in about 10 seconds. yeah, not very populated. I graduated with a class of 26. So,
Wow. But
great town, know everyone. It's awesome.
We used to, because I came from a smaller town, but it was like 35,000 people in California. And I would tell people, well, we had a McDonald's and we had two theater, movie theater, you know, and that was how I sort of explained it. So I'm always interested in those smaller towns, how it's described. All right, so you play basketball and volleyball in high school. Like, did every girl in your class play on the teams?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how you had to do it at a small school. Everyone was participating, which is great. I mean, that's what you kind of want. But yeah, everyone played. All my friends played. It was just kind of what you grew up doing.
You guys are going to open conference play Thursday. You'll be at Loyola Marymount. You get your WCC home opener Saturday against Pacific. That'll be right here in Portland. People want to go see it. Tickets start at $7. So get out there and see them play. What would it mean to you to have families bring kids out, daughters out? I have three daughters, to see young kids and particularly young girls in the crowd.
Yeah, oh my gosh, would that be amazing. I mean, we're trying to create something here special at UP. The more the merrier. We already have some girls. It's always our favorite time when AU teams, you know, bring their girls and they sit on the sidelines. Last game, I think we did an autograph signing after. It's just really fun. I mean, the more people that we have coming out to our games, the better experience it is for everyone. And I think I can speak for everyone on our team that we would just be really grateful and really appreciative, but we also play some fun basketball together, and I think we could be some good role models. We have great girls. Really, just everyone buys into each other. The successes are the team successes. We play really high, intense basketball that can be fun to watch. So, yeah, I think it would just be a great environment for whoever would want to join.
You guys play full court. You're pressing for 40 minutes, fast-paced. It's really up and down. It's not walk the ball up the court basketball, but I often wonder about teams like that in the conditioning. What are you guys doing in practice? What does Mike Meek have you guys doing in practice to get you in that kind of shape?
Well, I think that's what's very unique. You know, I've been in another program besides this one, and I know hearing from others as well, a lot of programs just run you in practice, but we don't really need to do that because we just play our basketball scrimmage the way we do, and we kind of work ourselves into shape by playing. So you got to know that, you know, we're not doing some things right if we're on the line running in practice. But yeah, we get more of our conditioning in through how we play and, you know, repping our press in practice and, you know, kind of from those more live scenarios.
I watched you guys, I think it was Gonzaga last year, it was a big game with you guys, and it did have that intensity where you were playing to get into the tournament, and there was so much, I think, and a lot of people in Portland getting behind you late. I think people should get behind you guys now. Obviously, this is a team with a lot of potential. All right, so you like your coach, you like your practices. This is not a knock on him. What's the hardest part or the part of practice where you go, oh gosh, you know, what part of a Mike Meek practice do you kind of go, I need to just get through this?
Oh, you know, I don't know if there's a really big part, but I think Mike loves his long practices, so I think it's the being mentally engaged for 3 hours. Now we have to do it, but, you know, just being, we're not always going hard and live, like we have those moments where we do that, but he does have this standard that we have to be engaged to everything that's going on and, you know, really just investing in practice, I guess. And so I think just keeping that level, high level of engagement for 3 hours is where some of us decline a bit. The attention span gets a little hard, but I would say that's the hardest part.
I think all basketball coaches do that. They like to take you hostage in the gym, and they don't let you out throughout the winter. Mazie Burnham is our guest, University of Portland. They are 11-0. That is the best start in program history. They've made back-to-back NCAA tournament runs and are poised for another one. Again, as I mentioned, their home opener is Saturday against Pacific at 3:30. It's a doubleheader with the men. The men tip at 1 p.m., the women at 3:30 at UP. All right, help me with this, because you, from Liberty High School, you go to Eastern Washington and then to the University of Portland. You were the Big Sky Freshman of the Year at Eastern. But you're at Liberty and you're in this tiny school. Obviously, we know now you can play. You know that, right? You have that confidence. But how did you know it at Liberty? Or were there doubts when you go to the big city and play against other competition?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think growing up, I, you know, was always put in, my parents did a really good job of putting me in little, like, AAU. I played AAU since I was, you know, really, really young. And then when I was in junior high, I then transitioned to a travel team. So I think it really helped to branch out. I think that's what a lot of smaller schools tend to do. I know, especially like Spokane areas, is get their young kids in AAU programs just because that helps develop and really expand their game. So I think that's what kind of helped me and got me exposure, because it is tough. I mean, coming from a small school and, you know, competition-wise, being so small is not always as, you know, competitive as bigger schools. And so I think just branching out and playing travel basketball, playing basketball against some of the top talent in the country was really beneficial and really helped me.
Here's another thing, because you're 6 feet tall and you play guard. And I have to think in your town at 6 foot, you weren't 6 foot in like sixth grade, but you were probably on the big, tall side.
Mm-hmm.
They put you as the middle. They put you as the center. How do you develop the skills to be a guard?
Yeah, I think growing up, I always had coaches and people around me pushing me to develop every aspect of my game. It was kind of, I was never really focused on just being one position, if that makes sense. I was always, you know, doing ball handling with the point guards, doing finishing with the posts, and doing shooting. So I don't feel like when I was growing up, even given my height, I was really put in one position. And I think all through high school, all through junior high, I kind of was one of those players that could be put in multiple positions. And I think that was honestly a blessing. And, you know, you gained so much more experience, and just it makes you a better player being that way. But I'm just thankful that I had coaches when I was young, not making me settle for just one position and just kind of exploring all positions. I also grew up playing against my brothers a lot, so I was obviously at a size disadvantage, so I had to, you know, do other things, I guess, to score on them.
You're hitting on something that I think about a lot, all right, because three daughters in my family, the youngest is a killer in competition.
Yep.
And I credit the older two sisters, and I say, you guys created that monster. She wants to murder you in board games. She wants to kill you on the basketball court. Do you find that to be true? Do you look at teammates and go, I can tell you had an older sibling?
I totally agree with that. And I mean, it's the biggest blessing to be the youngest child, in my opinion, because it just makes you so much better and so much more competitive. And if you ask my brothers, they would say I was that annoying little competitive sister. So, for sure.
Every time you get a rebound, you say, thank you, Chase. Thank you, Match.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Those are rebounds that started in your driveway back in that small town. We're talking to Mazie Burnham. last year, at the end of the year, I watched your roster and I looked at you and I said, okay, she scored, I think you had like 19 or 20 in that game against Gonzaga, the WCC final. And I thought, oh, the portal's going to come for her. And it did, didn't it? I mean, did you get offers?
No, honestly, I didn't. And I wasn't really exploring. As you had mentioned, I had previously come from Eastern Washington, I played my freshman year. So, and I've never really been a type of player that wants to move around a lot. Once I find my home, I kind of want to stay there. And I was really happy with where I was, really happy with my place on the team, really happy with the coaching staff. And I thought, you know, being here for 3 years already, the program has given me such opportunities and deserves my respect and my loyalty for that matter, I guess.
Our listeners are going to fall out of their chairs right now hearing that because we have just been conditioned now to be a little disillusioned with what we're seeing. And it's not really the athletes. Mm-hmm. You can't really blame the athletes, but you have to kind of go, it's just not what we're used to. Now, I watched you play. You are a very expressive player on the court. You got a lot of emotion. But I expected like your background to be theater or something in the arts. And then I find out that you already have your degree in accounting and you're going after a master's in finance. Like you let loose on the court though.
Yes, I do. And I think I have to give the credit back to being the youngest sibling. You know, I always kind of had a fight for everything, and of course when I was winning they had to know it, so again I'll credit it to being the youngest sibling.
All right, I love it. If you had to make a pitch to our listeners to come to Saturday's game, it'll be Pacific at 3:30. It's a doubleheader. You can watch the UP men play Lafayette at 1 p.m and it'll be University of Portland women against Pacific at 3:30 in their WCC opener. Make a pitch, Maisie. What are people going to see who show up?
I think they're going to see a bunch of girls, a program that's really fun to watch basketball-wise, high tempo. We love to share the ball, but you're also just going to see a group of girls that love playing with each other, and I think that's really special, excuse me, and unique in this day and age. And, you know, the more we can get people in the stands, the better environment it will be for everyone. And we like to celebrate, too, so it'll be fun if the more people in the fans.
Maisie Burnham, University of Portland Women's Basketball. Thanks for giving us some of your time. We'll get you back on.
Thank you so much for
having
me.
There she goes. There she goes. I got her down for 22-11 on Saturday. She is a really dynamic player, and they play a fast-paced full court. They press for 40. It's very exciting to watch. It's good basketball. Press you.
I will say women's basketball has changed a lot the last, you know, couple of years. And like people complain about the men's game all the time, whether it's just shooting threes and stuff. Like women's basketball is more like how people used to, you know, claim they like basketball back in the day. Like that's how they play a lot of the time. But it's very exciting and it's a lot of fun.
Michael Meek at UP. He's got 3 WCC tournament titles in 5 years. This guy, he won at George Fox in the wake of Scott Ruick. He won there as well. He's got 5 OSAA championships at Southridge and 10 seasons there. Now he's got it cooking at UP. Go check them out. Do not wait till March to check out the University of Portland women's basketball program. We got great basketball in this state. Oregon State looks better. Dwayne Tinkle's found an angle. He's got all these, you know, European international players on his roster. Dana Altman's got a great team. Scott Ruick at Oregon State, that guy's going to win and win and win. Not worried about him. Kelly Graves at Oregon, he's got it figured out. And you got Meek. You know, look, I mean, there's some, UP's got it going. Go check them out. Leave it here.